Your taxes hold the key. Business operators, your GCT return for July 2018 is due on Friday, August 31, 2018. Tax Administration Jamaica is reminding you that effective April 1, 2018, all GCT returns must be filed online. Why wait in line? File and pay online. Avoid the penalties. File and pay on time. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at www.jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your tax tip in 60 seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
Government pensioners, as of September 1, 2018, all pension payments from the Accountant General's Department will be done via direct deposit to your bank account. This means no pension payment will be done by check. Pensioners still receiving check payments must return completed banking information forms to the AGD before September 17 to ensure there is no disruption in the payment of pensions. For more information, call 876-922-83207, email info@treasury.gov.jm or WhatsApp 876-818-6583. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
On this week's edition of Get the Facts, we explore the role and functions of the Office of the Governor General. You may have become familiar with the sentiment that the Office of the Governor General is ceremonial and that it serves as an extension of the Office of the Queen of England here. But the Office of the Governor General is so much more. Special Advisor to the Governor General, Ambassador Burchell Whiteman, gives a general overview of the functions of the office, which include the legislative, constitutional, ceremonial, and social, and community outreach.
The Queen has very little to do with the functioning of the Governor General. It is not so much the connection with the palace that really matters. It is the functions of the office, which have an individual from the country who stands above the political fray, can be something of an arbitrator, a mediator, if you like, but who has the constitutional responsibility to approve whatever laws are passed by the parliament after the submission from the cabinet or indeed from a private member's motion.
Among the constitutional responsibilities of the Governor General are the appointments and swearings-in of the Prime Minister, the Leader of Opposition, Cabinet Ministers, the Attorney General, the Chief Justice, the President of the Court of Appeal, and other members of the judiciary. The Governor General also convenes meetings with the Prime Minister and, where necessary, with the members of the Cabinet and the Leader of the Opposition. These meetings are held to inform the Governor General of the major issues affecting the country and allows him a medium to lend advice from a constitutional standpoint.
It is the Governor General who signs laws into being. You have the ceremonial, of course, which manages issues like the conferment of national honors and so on. And then you have the community-related issues, which have to do with all the social programs that the Governor General and his associates have take responsibility for. So it's a range of activities in which the Governor General is involved.
Ambassador Whiteman also explains that a major part of the Governor General's ceremonial role is to deliver the throne speech at the opening of the new parliamentary year.
But it really is the speech which sets out the policies and intentions of the government for the year ahead. So while it is ceremonial, pomp, pageantry, soldiers, trumpet, procession into parliament and all that sort of thing, he is really a ceremonial actor in the presentation of the government program.
The Governor General's Programme for Excellence, GGPE, which includes the Governor General's Achievement Awards, GGAA, and the I Believe Initiative, IBI, is the principal vehicle for community outreach activities, which also include frequent visits to schools, hospitals, and corporate entities. For further information on King's House and the roles and functions of the Governor General, visit kingshouse.gov.jm. Thank you for tuning in to this week's edition of Get the Facts. I'm Twyla Whelan. Join us again next week for more.
Hey, you. Yes, you, sir, with the canned beef and you, little miss, with the mango and salt. Go easy upon the salt for me, please. It tastes good, don't. But guess what? A hit CM1 are gonna raise up your blood pressure.
This message was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.